Welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Do What Matters Most by Rob Schallenberger and Steve Schallenberger. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about your to-do list? Or was it more of a confirmation of what you already suspected?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, it was a bit of both. I've read a lot of productivity books, but this one really zeroes in on the difference between being busy and being effective. The authors call it the busyness trap, where we mistake frantic activity for real progress. And it's just so easy to fall into.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how many days have I ended feeling completely exhausted, but not really sure what I actually got done? The book opens with this idea that our brains are wired to respond to the urgent, the ringing phone, the dinging email, and we get a little dopamine hit every time we react. But that constant reactivity comes at a cost.
Right. That's the tyranny of the urgent. And the authors argue that the only way out is through a deliberate, structured approach to prioritization. They've created this tool called the Personal Priority Pyramid. It's a visual framework that connects your daily tasks to your deepest values.
Okay, so walk me through the pyramid. How does it actually work?
It's built from the top down. You start with your mission and vision, the big picture of who you want to be and what you want your life to stand for. Then you move to your key roles and responsibilities, like being a parent, a leader, a friend. Then you set goals for each role. And finally, at the base, you have your daily tasks.
So most of us live from the bottom up, right? We just react to whatever task is in front of us and hope it adds up to something meaningful. But the Schallenbergers say we need to start at the top. Before you decide what to do today, you have to be clear on who you want to become.
Exactly. And the first step is defining your mission. They ask some pretty deep questions like, what would you want people to say about you at your funeral? It's not morbid, it's clarifying. Once you have that North Star, every decision becomes easier. If something doesn't align with your mission, you can say no without guilt.
That's the part that really hit me. I think a lot of us feel like we don't have a choice, like we have to say yes to every request. But the book reframes saying no as an act of integrity. Every time you say yes to something that's not a priority, you're implicitly saying no to something that is.
Right. And they give concrete scripts for how to decline gracefully. But the real game changer for me was the concept of the top three. Each day, before you check email or dive into meetings, you identify the three most important tasks that will move the needle on your priority goals. Those are your must-dos.
And you don't allow yourself to get pulled into reactive work until those three are done. That's tough, but it makes so much sense. Because if you don't protect that time, the urgent stuff will always win. I also love the emphasis on weekly planning, setting aside 30 minutes at the end of the week to plan the next one.
Yes, that weekly session is like the strategic command center. You block time for your top three each day, and you also schedule time for your key roles, like a date night or a workout. If you don't schedule it, it won't happen. The authors call it being a creator of your life instead of a victim of your circumstances.
There's also a big focus on energy management. They talk about renewal, exercise, sleep, breaks as a strategic necessity, not self-indulgence. Because you can't do what matters most if you're exhausted. I think that's something we all know, but don't always practice.
Absolutely. The book is full of stories, too. One that stuck with me was about a senior executive who realized his most important role was as a father, but he was spending almost no quality time with his kids. He started scheduling dad time as a non-negotiable. At first, it felt uncomfortable, but his team became more empowered and his relationships deepened.
That's the promise of the book, isn't it? By doing what matters most, you don't sacrifice success, you redefine it on your own terms. For me, the one thing I'm taking away is the personal priority pyramid. I'm going to sit down this weekend and actually build mine.
That's a great takeaway. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
And this book is definitely one to add to your list. Sophie, what's your final thought?
I think it's this: you don't need to do more. You need to do less, but do what's truly significant. That's the whole point. We'll see you in the next one.